The Baltimore City Council was back in session yesterday with a long list of new legislation to consider. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi was there and is on the line with us now. Dominique, two of the measures proposed yesterday came from 3rd District Councilman Ryan Dorsey, and one of them was about kids playing in the streets?
Yes, so Councilman Dorsey had one bill to revoke an old police ordinance which charges kids with a misdemeanor for playing in the street and alleyways. It's unclear how many juveniles have been arrested in the city due to kids playing ball in the street, but Dorsey said this, quote, "We should not have things on our books that make this a crime. There are far too many ways in which we legally and practically criminalize youth." The second bill he had, along those same lines actually, works to reduce the speed limits in the city. Dorsey cited statistics from Vision Zero, a program for U.S. cities to increase road safety for pedestrians and get car crash fatalities to zero, saying that if hit by a car going 20 miles per hour, a pedestrian would have a 1 in 10 chance of survival, and the faster the car goes, the lower the chances of survival for pedestrians. Baltimore Department of Transportation did adopt a version of this called Towards Zero in 2016, but Dorsey says they've been slow to act on it, and he's hoping this legislation will help push things along faster.
Speaking about speed limits and car accidents, the city council is also putting forth a resolution for the state to require car insurers to stop charging Baltimore residents more for their insurance premiums than the rest of the state. How would that work?
City council members are saying that car insurers in Baltimore City are discriminatingly charging residents more than other counties in Maryland. The resolution is being put forward by Councilman Bill Henry, who argues that while Baltimore City has more car accidents than other counties, the people in those accidents aren't necessarily from the city. According to the police records, the majority of traffic citations in the city are given to people who do not live in the city. Henry said that rather than adjusting rates for residents based on zip codes, there are other ways to determine rates, like who's driving the car, how far they're driving every day, the purpose of the vehicle. The second option is that if state legislature can't come up with the legislation to make this happen, Council President Jack Young says he's working with Attorney General Brian Frosch's office to file a lawsuit against car insurers saying their high insurance premiums are discriminatory.
And at the City Council luncheon yesterday afternoon, there was a surprise guest appearance by Mayor Catherine Pugh, Congressman Elijah Cummings, and Senator Barbara Mikulski. They're all advocating for another resolution that made its way onto the floor last night, right?
Yes. Mikulski, Cummings, and Pugh were at City Council to encourage council members to assist with a resolution to support the 2020 census. As we've heard reporting from NPR, this upcoming census has been very contentious for Democrats. Cummings is the highest-ranking member on the United States House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, and he has said that he will take the census question of whether someone is a citizen or not to the Supreme Court. Another concern Mikulski and Cummings shared with the council is the fact that this is the first census that will be done entirely online. Cummings said, quote, "We're very much aware of the fact that a lot of people, they've had challenges with regards to computers. We understand that. So we're going to be working with our library centers and all various agencies that can help us get people to computers or give them the assistance they need so they can be a part of this," end quote. And actually, approximately 74,000 households in Baltimore lack internet access, according to 2017 research from Robert Deutsch Foundation. City Council is also working to open up City Hall as a center for people to access the internet to fill out their census forms.
Dominique Maria Benessi covers City Hall and other matters for WYPR. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.